Jerry Bader Show, 925. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hard to believe this is my last week of the show for 2013. I know, I say it every year, how fast the years are going. They really are going fast. Dez Bryant, Cowboys wide receiver, has apologized for leaving the field with a minute and 21 seconds left after the Cowboys blew a 23-point lead and fell by a single point to the Green Bay Packers. Let me just read a little of this, Jason. There are 32 NFL head coaches who would love to have Dez Bryant on their team. Don't they mean 31? Because one already does. Cowboys haven't cut him, have they? Yeah. But taking on Bryant also means dealing with his emotional tides and eddies. He's a weird dude. I'm just going to say that. He's always freaking out on the sideline, even when things are going right. That might not be something every team could take on. Can the Dallas Cowboys handle this sort of drama, considering everything they're going through now? And then they talk about when the interception was upheld on review, or rather reversed on review into an interception. He knew that Matt Flynn was going to come in, kneel down, and the game was over. So with a 1:21 left on the clock, he left. Didn't speak to the media after the game, but then tweeted, "I walked back to the locker room because I was emotional. It had nothing to do with my teammates. We had it. We fought and didn't finish." He then apologized yesterday, saying that he regretted his actions. "I was wrong. It didn't have anything to do with my teammates. I couldn't watch Green Bay kneel the ball down on the field after a tough loss like that. I was very emotional. I cried when I got into the locker room. I didn't want to show that stuff on the sideline." That, to me, is one of the most annoying things. The first Super Bowl loss to the Giants by the Patriots, when Belichick ran off, I thought was the most classless thing I had ever seen in pro football. It may have been ashamed of the defeat, but then you got to stand there and take it. I mean, you just do. Look, you had all sorts of opportunities to hold that lead. By the way, when I said the odds of this are 1 in 259 million, a friend sent me an IM of Aaron Rodgers starting on Sunday. No, I think they're better than that. I don't know how good they are. I will say this. I will say that I think the odds of the Packers now having their fate in their own hands after everything they've been through, I think that's about 1 in 259 million. I think that's about right. They win two games and they win the NFC North. Who would have imagined that? As my daughter points out, I wrote them off in 2010. I said they are not making the playoffs after that loss to the Lions back in 2010. And I'm going to admit it, I had written them off for this year. Who didn't? By the way, I don't think I told you this, Jason. I checked with the Packers. They don't have the numbers yet on how many regular season ticket holders said no to playoff tickets. And they would ask me to stop talking about it. You're going to jinx them. Stop talking about that scenario. I was just curious. But fine, I won't ask again until it's significant, okay? Tough game. Tough game coming up on Sunday. Pittsburgh is, their offense is playing better. Their defense still is not the Steel Curtain 2.0 that it had been in recent years. But you saw they can still put up a ton of points against a good Bengals team. Now, that game was in Pittsburgh. By the way, I don't think this is a coincidence. Green Bay gets one game in Lambeau to finish out the season, one in Chicago. So they face cold weather teams in cold weather. I think the NFL does that on purpose. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.